Staff at the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach, Florida, USA, has helped restore health and hope to scores of people, some of life-threatening or supposedly terminal illnesses. The Institute was founded by Anne Wigmore, a vegan or follower of an animal-free diet and great visionary and humanitarian who believed that a life of vibrant health is our true birthright. In helping others heal themselves, she followed the philosophy of the famed ancient Greek physician, Hippocrates, known as the father of medicine, who said, "Let food be our medicine." Greetings, helpful viewers, and welcome to part two of our two-part program on the Hippocrates Health Institute, featuring an intriguing interview with Dr. Brian Clement, co-director of the Sanctuary for Health. Dr. Clement, a vegan, has graduate degrees in both naturopathic medicine and nutritional science and has spent over 30 years studying nutrition and natural health care. He has traveled the globe giving lectures and written numerous books about natural healing, including his recent bestseller, Living Food for Optimum Health. We asked Dr. Clement about the types of health conditions that have been successfully cured at the Hippocrates Health Institute.
Every known disease. Of course, we're most notable for all of the people that have healed cancer. And cancer is a frightening disease, but still today, cardiovascular disease is the number one killer. Even though it's not as scary as the name cancer, that's an easy remedy. It's a lifestyle choice to have cardiovascular disease. I'll give you that maybe 2% of people with heart disease have a mechanical problem. But I promise you that 98%, they don't know how to live, they don't know how to eat, and they don't know how to exercise, and they are stressed. That's why they have those diseases. Diabetes, I've never seen a type 2 diabetic not be able to recover. Again, it's a lifestyle choice. Do I want to be diabetes and be out of control and eat and live like everyone else? Or do I not want to be and become a vegan, exercise, get rid of the sugar in my life, even the natural sugars in my life? So you start to look at diseases, things like multiple sclerosis, things like Parkinson's disease. These diseases are all correctable. All you have to do is live properly, starting with your mind, starting with the food, starting with the movement and strengthening of the anatomy of the body.
Dr. Clement next gives us a perspective on some of the types of foods the Institute recommends for optimizing health.
We give green juices and tell people to drink green juices every day. Half of it can be common organic green vegetables that hopefully you get from your garden, or at least the market where they sell organic foods. The other half needs to be sprouts. And the sprouts that are probably the most abundantly important for people with protein are things like pea green sprouts. Same peas that you normally cook and make into this mushy green stuff, you dry and you sprout it, and it grows into a shoot in 6-7 days and you eat that. It not only has a complete protein profile, but when you sprout it, it's broken down already to essential amino acids. So it goes directly into the human cell without taking the laborious 3, 4, 5 hours to do that. Sunflower green sprouts, the same. University of California, Los Angeles in 1975 called sunflower sprouts the most balanced form of land-based proteins.
Algae, with all its wholesome goodness, can also be a wonderful addition to anyone's diet.
Then, of course, we give algaes to people. All of the sea algaes are completely filled with essential proteins and essential fatty acids, by the way. Then the freshwater algaes, out of all of the plants on the planet Earth, nothing comes close to green and blue-green algae with protein contents. they're 52% for green and 54% of the complete weight, complete proteins. Now, the good news is, if you give an athlete who's trying to build muscle, you don't gain strength from protein. You get that from carbohydrates. Healthy carbohydrates, not breads, pasta, and potatoes. They break down to sugars, and that's why people get addicted to it. But things like lettuce and things like plant-based foods in their raw state, that's healthy energy. You're going to give them this protein, and what your body utilizes is going to be taken into the cell and developed into muscle.
There are many dangers to the body stemming from meat consumption.
The truth of the matter is, within an animal food consumption, it never leaves. It takes 3 days to pass through the body with chicken and fish and, you know, these poor little hogs that they eat and steer, cows, and that stays in the body for 3 days, festers, leaves behind all the toxins we previously spoke about, and creates an acidity level that goes through the ceiling that starts to literally erode tissue mass of the body and the bone included.
When we return, Dr. Clement will speak more about the amazing benefits of the raw vegan diet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Healthy Living and part two of our program featuring our interview with Dr. Brian Clement, co-director of the Hippocrates Health Institute in Florida, USA. The philosophy of this institute is that an enzyme-rich, pure vegan diet accompanied by constructive thinking and non-invasive therapies are the essential elements for attaining optimal health. The cornerstone of the Institute's renowned detoxification program is eating and learning how to prepare a variety of raw vegan foods. Executive chef Ken Blue serves up a wide variety of enzyme-rich green drinks, sprouted nuts and seeds, fresh fruits, and a cornucopia of raw vegan entrees for the guests.
We have a class once a week that goes over how to prepare the dishes, and I try and make everyone feel comfortable in being able to take the program home and prepare the foods and follow this program.
After decades of research, Dr. Clement has concluded that a raw vegan diet is best for the human body. He says that such a diet not only leads to a vibrant state of health, but also improves clarity of mind. Dr. Clement discusses some of the many brilliant vegans who have lived over the centuries.
The person has a really clear reason of why they're here and a passion to fulfill that a vegan diet is just going to naturally be part of what they want. Some of the great thinkers in history became vegans without even consciously thinking about it. You know, the Edisons and the Einsteins of the world were all vegans. In the United States, our great Ben Franklin was a vegan, and Mahatma Gandhi, and Martin King, and all of these people come to a high level of intellect, but at the same point, when you reach that high level of intellect, you consciously start to see how absurd it is to slaughter a creature to sustain life. I mean, you're killing life to sustain life. It doesn't even make sense when you think about it.
Following a vegan lifestyle is becoming a popular trend in the U.S.
Just before coming here tonight, I was with a gentleman I've known for many years, a restaurateur that opened a restaurant here that became a success practically overnight. It's completely vegan. It's gourmet. It is packed. He said on weekends they can't even get into the place. Why? He said many of these people are meat eaters, but more and more they come, more and more they see.
Do you feel the vegan diet has benefits for the environment?
Major benefits. If you look at taking one steer, now I think the latest statistic is the average person in Europe or North America consumes about a cow and a half or a steer and a half a year. Well, only one steer consumes 50 acres of plants. 50 acres of plants can literally feed people in the perfect healthy way by the thousands. So every time we eat an animal, like a steer, we're literally taking food out of the mouth of people. In the recent months, we've actually seen some populations in the world triple the cost for grains. And so starvation is becoming more and more prevalent and more rampant. Why? Because they've now put where they could be growing grains, cows, for the affluent nations to be consuming something they shouldn't be consuming to begin with.
Factory farms not only end the lives of countless innocent beings, but also wreak havoc on the environment in terms of enormous amounts of greenhouse gases emitted and other pollutants discharged. Such appalling facilities would not exist if we all switched to eating only plant-based foods.
If you've ever been, which I was, in the cattle-raising area of North America, you have to shut the windows even if it's warm outside, because it is a pungent, disgusting smell of bacteria. There is so much feces and so much antibiotics and bacteria and disease in the feces of these animals. And they are polluting the environment in the state of North Carolina in the United States. It is so polluted because of the raising of hogs there that the rivers and water streams there are 80% highly contaminated and not suited for human consumption anymore. When you do one thing wrong, it has a domino effect. And the day mankind stopped being plant-based eaters and started to consume animals, the domino effect really started. I'm involved with a gentleman who healed himself of stage 4 lymphoma on our program, who has just completed a documentary showing that approximately 40% of greenhouse gases, the biggest concern that all humans should have today, come because we choose to consume animals and use their milk.
Dr. Clement has a powerful message for all of us.
I've been a vegan for about 35 years, and the greatest benefit is that it completely changed the way I feel about myself and everyone else. And I can't think of a single more important act than to becoming a vegan if you really have any level of consciousness and care for the future.
We salute Dr. Brian Clements and the other staff members at the Hippocrates Health Institute for promoting the wonderful vegan diet, which not only can lead us all to enjoy the best of health, but is also the key to creating a pure, love-filled world. Thank you for joining us on Healthy Living for the conclusion of our two-part series featuring Dr. Brian Clement, co-director of the Hippocrates Health Institute. Coming up next is Science and Spirituality after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May inner tranquility always be yours.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/HL.